We'll be beginning our morning meditation. Establishing awareness in the body, paying attention to posture. Also breathing life into the meditation. As we develop our practice, it's so essential to maintain an interest and desire for the practice. It's easy for the meditation to become perfunctory or to become inured to the sameness of it sometimes. But this quality of interest, of desire, motivation, is something that the Buddha places within a set of teachings that he calls the basis of accomplishment, basis of success. They are sometimes used specifically for meditation, but they have a general application as well. And that first quality, khanda, of desire, a wholesome desire, interest, motivation, one has to rekindle that interest. And you know, there are different ways that one can be doing that, just by reminding oneself of the goal of one's aspiration, recognizing that there's still aspects of the teachings, of the training that one wishes to realize, wishes to understand, and to be able to recollect, and giving oneself that quality of urging oneself to put forth some effort. It's easy to sometimes use the Buddha's teaching, and quite rightly so, that the Buddha taught that desire is the cause of suffering. So I should be relinquishing all my desires. It's true, but it's also, it's not complete, in that sometimes we have to use that quality of motivation and interest as a wholesome aspect of desire. In order to reach a goal, and this is something that was once asked of Ananda when he outlined, the path or the approach of the Buddha's approach to practice. with another wandering ascetic, and the wandering ascetic, you know, sort of, well, there can't be any end to this path if it just is motivated by desire. Ananda just sort of simply asks, well, did you have the desire to come to this park, meet here? And he said, yes. And was that desire fulfilled by reaching here? Yes, of course. And Ananda said, well, exactly the same way. We recognize, and we say, by having a motivation, an interest, a wholesome desire, that is focused on a particular, has a goal in mind, then once one has reached that, then that is fulfilled, and he relinquishes that. So that this learning how to skillfully motivate oneself. Of course, there's guidelines to pay attention to. There's the relinquishing of those five hindrances. I'd say if one is still being swirled up and caught by hindrances, then it still has work to do. If one is still being caught by some form of attachment, clinging, negativity, lack of clarity and certainty, then one still has work to do. But one does need to recognize the kind of benchmarks, so that learning how to settle the mind, learning how to bring up the interest in the meditation object, learning how to look at the meditation from different angles, so that just as we pay attention to the breath, just learning how to establish awareness in the body, learning how to modulate the rhythm of the breath, the awareness of the breath through the body in different ways, so that one starts to become very, very attuned to how to settle and brighten, how to brighten the mind. So as one breathes in, how does one brighten the mind, clarifying, breathing out, allowing the body to settle, to relax, to become spacious, but to brighten itself. Breathing in, energizing, brightening, and allowing the mind and the heart to become very spacious. Breathing out, allowing any obstruction to sort of pass through passing through consciousness, passing through the mind, expelling it with the out breath, so that bringing a lightness, a spaciousness to the body, to the mind, just with this simple act of breathing. As we settle and clarify the mind, to be using the reflective capacity of the mind to notice those characteristics of impermanence, of uncertainty. Ajahn Chah used to use the word unsure as an expression of impermanence. Impermanence is how we say objectively experience that nature of change, but say unsure is subjectively how we experience it. That feeling, yeah, it's not a sure thing. You know, I think it's like this, I think it's like that, it should be like this, it should be like that. But it, in reality, it's unsure. And allowing that quality of anicca, of change, impermanence to display itself. It's unsure nature. Sometimes it's not so comfortable because we want things to be sure, to be certain. But there's a certain life and vitality that comes when we're able to take on, well, this is unsure. On a certain, yes, a confidence and ease when we can let things be unsure. Phenomena, external phenomena. The world itself, of course, is exceedingly unsure. Even internally, you recognize it's the very nature of mental states, emotion, feeling, to be in this process of change, and therefore unsure. And of course it needs to be known. It's okay that it's unsure, but it's also, it has to be known clearly. And that's our duty as practitioners. It's not so much to try to pin everything down and make it absolutely sure, absolutely certain, but to allow that the unsure nature of phenomena, of the world, to be there and to know it clearly. Breathing in, knowing it clearly, knowing the nature of things clearly. Breathing out, knowing exactly this is what it feels like. This is what the experience is. It's like this. It's that breathing in, breathing out, it's like this. It's not, when you say it's like this, it's not, it's absolutely like this. I'm sure. This is how it feels right now. This is what the experience is right now. And we can know that. Taking refuge in that quality of knowing. Leaning on, supporting, developing a familiarity with this quality of knowing. Knowing what that. And of course we begin with just the breath. knowing the breath as it comes in, knowing the breath as it goes out. Knowing when the mind starts to drift, knowing when the mind is right there. Knowing how to modulate the energy in the body so that we're truly present. Knowing how to relinquish the different forms of clinging and attachment so that we can be truly present. So with each in-breath, with each out-breath, this is the what we have the opportunity to learn, to understand, and to cultivate.